The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
And, this is our Christmas show, actually. But I'm just looking at something here just to confirm, not to confirm, I'm a little thrown off here this morning, but that's because we're going to talk about food. So that always throws me off. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. I just wanted to reiterate that to everybody. This morning we have with us Nicole Borokoff.
Yes.
And Nicole is an MS, RDN, CDN. See how you put it nice? You can explain what everything means. But bottom line, Nicole is with the Community Nutrition Educational Center at Cornell University Cooperative Extension of Nassau County.
Yes, it's a mouthful.
Wow. And what she's going to talk about today is healthy holiday eating. And the point is, you know, everybody gets to the holidays and starts, oh, poor me, there's nothing to eat, I'm going to go into this party, I'm going to come out bigger than I went in. And no, you can go into a party, you can't come to a radio
you
program.
You can't come out smaller.
You come to the radio. You get, you know, inundated with food, but you can go to a normal party and have a nice time.
Absolutely.
Still enjoy yourself and partake of whatever your host is putting out. So, Nicole, first of all, I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to come on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And you take over. Tell us, this is a conversation, but I'm going to ask you the number one thing to watch during the holiday season.
Overindulging. That seems
the holiday season. That's every day.
That could be every day, right? It seems like, you know, once the Halloween candy is out in the stores until New Year, we have every excuse, every reason to snack, eat, nibble on, you know, cookies, candy, everything that's out. There's always a reason to celebrate, to be with friends and family, and usually food is involved with that. So it's really about being mindful about sort of understanding what your, you know, situational cues are, what, you know, how hungry you are, and sort of planning a little bit. You don't have to, you know, schedule your meals and snacks and things like that, but just to go in with a plan of action. And one of the biggest things I will say, especially this time of year, is people like to skip a meal. They skip their breakfast, they skip their lunch, and they are preparing for a large party. They know there's going to be a lot of food, so they save, I'm going to put it in quotes, save their calories for that one special meal. But our bodies don't work like that. You know what I mean? We don't just say, okay, I'm going to eat everything that I need for the entire day in one sitting. That's not a great idea. And part of the reason is that we are more likely to overeat, right? When we sort of are hungry to the point of being starving, and we are ravenous, and we see that, you know, first plate of appetizers, you're going to go maybe a little overboard. Maybe you eat to the point where you don't feel good, and then maybe you miss out on the best stuff. You miss out on the main meal. You miss out on the desserts. So don't skip meals. Don't save, right? Save up all your calories for that one special.
I've heard the one you mentioned particularly. I know a lot of people that do. They skip breakfast.
Right.
And if you think about it, my father had a stomach problem and had part of his stomach removed, and this is years ago, but one of the big things the doctor told him was the main meal for the day for your stomach is breakfast. Because if you think about it, you eat dinner at 6 or 7 o'clock, and then maybe you don't eat again until lunchtime, which is 17 hours later.
Right.
So does that make sense? And not really.
You think about the word breakfast, it's break fast, right? So overnight, you're essentially fasting. You're in a fasted state. So when you wake up and have a balanced breakfast, making sure that you're including fiber, whole grains and fruits and vegetables and a lean protein and a healthy fat, you're sort of setting yourself up for the rest of the day. And we do see that research shows people who have a balanced breakfast tend to eat less overall throughout the day. That doesn't mean that we don't eat enough, but you eat less than if you skip that meal. and waited, like you said, waited, you know, 12 hours between your meals from dinner until
lunch. It's really more than that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you have dinner at 7 o'clock at night and you go around the clock to lunch, let's say 8 or 12 o'clock.
Right.
That's 17 hours.
That's a lot, right?
Right, right.
That's a long time. And then you're going to pack a couple of meals into a short amount of hours.
Right.
Which there's no logic behind that. I don't get it.
Exactly.
That's the truth. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, and most people do skip breakfast.
They do. You know, they.
Well, they're too busy or in a rush.
Right. Too busy, not hungry. But even if you grabbed, you don't have to sit down and have, you know, a full bacon, egg, and cheese. You don't have to have a huge, you know, meal. Grab a banana and a handful of nuts. I mean, right? You're making sure you're getting some fiber, some healthy fats, a little bit of protein in there, and you, even if you're not super hungry, it'll still give you, you know, a little bit of energy. It'll keep you going until your next meal.
Right. Yeah. Even if you do, a friend of mine does every morning. It's amazing. It's routine, but every morning it's yogurt and banana.
Perfect.
Because mm-hmm. you got the protein from the yogurt,
right?
And the banana is fiber.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else comes in it, but you know, basically. It's a good way to start. It's simple.
Right.
You go downstairs,
easy.
You open the mm-hmm. refrigerator, you take a scoop and peel the banana. I mean, right. I can see why, you know, some people go downstairs, don't want to start making an omelet.
Right, putting the oven on.
You know, cooking mm-hmm. it and then pans to wash. Otherwise,
right.
you go to work and you come home and it's sitting in the sink.
Absolutely.
For you.
You can make boiled eggs in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
And have
yeah.
a boiled egg with whatever right. else you have.
You know yourself the best. So if you know that on Sunday, like you said, you boil a handful of hard-boiled eggs and you're set for a few days, or you know, I need something grab and go, you
right.
get yourself some yogurt, you set yourself up the best way for you. You know, whether it's not having time, not feeling hungry, not wanting dishes, you figure out, you don't have to, you know, you're not cheating yourself, you're just being strategic about
right, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know yourself the best.
You know, that's the issue. Everybody knows themselves. Like, mm-hmm. I get these, like, protein bars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they are good. There's nothing wrong with them. One. You know, like 6 later, my wife is yelling at me. You suppose, what are you doing? She sees all the wrappers yeah. building up.
Goes, that's like, so you had a six pack.
Right.
You know? You had a six pack.
Right, I had a six pack of protein bars. And it's the truth. If you do, you know, if you let it go too long, then you're hungry.
Right.
And mm-hmm. then what you're saying, so you have this huge lunch, and then at 2:30, you can't move.
Yeah,
because
you
now
get tired.
To digest because right. you haven't eaten any, you know, 6 months and six.
So we have whatever. To eat breakfast. That's the bottom line.
Yes,
right,
definitely.
Right. Bottom line, you're saying.
Yeah. Balanced breakfast, balance even snacks. And you know,
now,
you want
cookies.
Balance
these brownie cookies are good for breakfast.
I do also what? Do not deny myself. I don't, you know, and I wouldn't recommend that to anyone either, because then you also can, you know, become, have a, you know, you become scared of food. You're guilty when you see something that you shouldn't, you know, quote, shouldn't have. So it's about moderation, that if you do have something you like, enjoy it. Think about it a little bit more. Maybe you don't have the entire box of cookies. Maybe, you know, your coworker, your friend, your uncle makes a delicious pumpkin pie once a year. So if you want it and you enjoy it and it's something you don't get a lot, enjoy that piece of pumpkin pie. Maybe skip the, you know, Entenmann's cake, nothing against Entenmann's, but
right,
it's something
say,
you can
yeah,
get
yeah.
all the time. So it's just about being a little more thoughtful. Again, you don't want to feel guilty. You don't want to feel like you're denying yourself, because this is a time of year that, like I said, you know, food brings people together and you want to enjoy it. You don't want to be scared of food.
Right, I
you don't want
that.
Those negative feelings.
I think cookies happen to be, I know a number of people who basically are addicted to cookies.
Mm.
And during the holiday season, there's a lot of cookies
right.
around.
Cookie swaps, who's making
yeah.
what, and you're sharing all your different
recipes. I happen to be lucky. I can take a bite of a cookie, and I'm okay. And I may take a bite mm-hmm. of another cookie just so I could try
and
it.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
And I may take a bite of another cookie, and I'm okay.
But that first bite, the first bite is usually the best, right? And at some point, 6 cookies later, it doesn't taste the same. So pay attention to that. So when you're enjoying it and you sort of, you know, mindlessly pick up another one, you keep eating, pay attention to when it stops tasting good. And that's a big thing, because the first bite is different than, you know, that 12th, 20th bite as you go on and keep eating.
I hear you, yeah. Potato chips are
right, they're easy. It's very easy to overdo it on those.
And they're good.
Right. So instead of bringing the whole bag with you to the couch or the whole box of cookies, take, you know, an appropriate amount.
23 cookies. No, not cookies. Potato chips.
Right. It's the truth, though. When you do think about it, it's always, unfortunately. I mean, I have myself included. The people who can do it in advance have two, and you look at them in awe that they took two cookies.
Right.
And then you have the person who's going to take two cookies, eats the bag, and then complains about it, which is normal. It was like, no, I can't. Why did you put it in front of me? I have a friend, God bless him. No more, pushes it away, takes it back. Mm-hmm. No more, pushes away, takes it back. And the bag is finished.
Right.
But in their mind, he's dieting every time he pushes the bag away.
Well, it's a very, food is very emotional. It's very social. And we eat for reasons other than physical hunger. We eat because we're happy, we're sad, we're bored. Situational cues. So you go to work and someone puts, a plate of cookies in front of you. Maybe you're not hungry, but it's there. And everyone else is having it.
And you feel bad if you don't eat it.
Exactly.
Somebody brings it.
And sort of, when I refuse something.
Right, John.
Right. Someone looks at you like you're crazy. So either be prepared and just, I don't care what people think. This is, what I feel like having or not having. And, you check in with yourself. I'm not hungry. I don't want it. Maybe later. Or, that cookie looks really good right now. Let me have one. And I'm going to enjoy it.
I have a theory, and it's not based on any medical knowledge whatsoever. it's just based on gut feeling. And that is that we all have a shut-off switch. And some of our shut-off switches work better than other people's shut-off switches, where you're able to shut off.
Right.
And how do you, that's a tough question.
You know what it is for me when I vomit?
When you unbutton those pants.
Well, so your shut-off switch is like a 10. And, but the point being, everybody, you probably have to learn what your shut-off switch is and try to handle it.
Yeah. We have hormones that will, leptin and ghrelin, we have a hunger, we call it hunger hormone and a full, hormone. And it is either released, they're suppressed, depending on if you haven't eaten in a while, that hormone will be released and let you know, listen, you got to eat soon. Or, listen, you've eaten too much, you're full now. And depending on, combination of genetics and also, our environment, those hormones, they change. They're supposed to let you know when you're hungry, when you're not, but we can override that, right? You can eat until you're past the point of hunger.
Right.
Until you're a 10 out of 10, stuffed. So we don't want to start eating when we're starving, ravenous, at a zero on a 10 scale. If you start eating when you're, a 2-3, and you stop eating when you're that 7-8, you're more likely to start and stop eating when you're moderately, hungry or moderately full, instead of being overly hungry or overly full. So you want to stay in that, moderate range so that we can have enough energy, we're not, feeling gross and disgusting, and
right, I got you. Okay.
You don't want to move. So we want to make sure that we stay in that moderate range.
Another thing that comes up, we're talking food. During the holidays, there's some kind of beverage usually involved,
right?
And beverages, I believe, can contribute pretty substantially to how you handle the holidays.
Right. So you have everything right. When you think about beverages, there's alcoholic beverages, of course, that can have sweet, sugary, fruity, creamy additives. So number one, calorie-wise, right, that can add up. You want to make sure that, especially if you're having things with caffeine or alcohol, that you're staying hydrated, making sure you're having either, still sparkling water in between. And there are also many people that have a fluid restriction. So if you have something like congestive heart failure or renal disease, you may have a prescribed fluid restriction from your doctor. So that's extremely important to keep in mind. For not everybody, right? But make sure that you're prepared and you talk to your doctor beforehand and what to keep track of.
Okay. That's specific for somebody who has...
For some people, correct.
Right. For somebody with a medical... For a food restriction brought about through a medical...
Absolutely.
Something or other. Actually, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
The host of the Monday night edition of The Rock Show, 4F, free format for free. 4F is a naked, no-holds-barred dive into the charted and uncharted musical waters of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughts, and now. So join me Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. and dive in with us. The water's fine.